If you have your Bible, turn with Zechariah tonight, chapter 13. Zechariah chapter 13 in verse 1. Now I'm going to read this, and I told Brother Charles he'll just have to hang with me because I'm going to preach upside down. Amen. Not me, but the Word. So you just pray for us tonight as God's laid this on our heart. The Bible says, in that day there shall be a fount open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. And it shall come to pass, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land. And it shall come to pass that when any shall yet prophesy, then his father or his mother that begot him shall say unto him, thou shalt not live, for thou speakest lies in the name of the Lord. And his father or his mother that begot him shall thrust him through when he prophesied. It's come to pass in that day that the prophet shall be ashamed, every one, of his vision, when he hath prophesied, neither shall he wear a rough garment to deceive. But he shall say, I am no prophet, I am a husbandman, for man taught me to keep cattle from my youth. And one shall say unto him, what is these wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. And in verse 7 he says, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and his sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. In verse 8 he said, and then it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts thereof shall be cut off to die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. As they shall call on my name, and I will hear them, I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. I want to start out tonight, if I can, in the end of this, as Zechariah is laying out the things that's going to happen in the last days, the things that we're seeing begin to come to pass. And he said, as you begin to see the things come past, Luke said we need to look up and lift up our head, for our redemption draweth nigh. Our Redeemer draweth nigh. Redemption's a coming, amen. The redeemed of the Lord are getting ready to go be with him. I mean, that's those that's bought and paid for and accepted that payment that was made on the cross of Calvary. And as we look at this tonight, I want to look at number one, the furnace, amen. God said that there's a furnace, praise God, where he gets rid of those things that so easily beset us, those things that would keep us from serving the Lord. Amen. If we're ever going to get what we need from God, amen, sometimes you got to go through the furnace, amen. You got to go through that fire, praise God, to burn off all that draws. See, and he tells us here in verses 8 through 9, he said that there's a lot of stuff's got to die. There's a lot of stuff's got to be put away. There's a lot of stuff that we got to get rid of. You realize how much junk we carry in our lives today? Amen. We don't have time for God because we got so much junk, and that junk needs to be burned up. That junk needs to be got rid of, praise God, so we can worship the Lord. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? You said you'd quit doing all that we're doing. No, praise God, we just need to find a place for it. Amen. We need to find a place for it. We need to put to death and kill and get rid of, praise God, all that stuff that would hinder our worship, our fellowship with the Lord. It would keep us from serving the Most High God. Amen. To get us in a place, praise God, where we can joy, we can rejoice with one another in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We need that, praise God. We need it in our hearts, our homes, our family, and in our churches. But if we ain't careful, we got so much dead stuff that we're carrying around that we can't rejoice in the presence of the Lord. So we got to do? We got to take that stuff and we got to run it through the fire. Amen. Well, I try to see if it'll stand the test. So it has to go through the furnace. So first of all, we have a burning. Amen. We have to go through the furnace. He said, I'll bring a third part through the fire. And we'll refine them as silver is refined. Amen. You know what happens in the fire with silver and gold? Amen. It heats it up, praise God, and it burns off the dross. Amen. It gets all that stuff out that's impure, that stuff that defiles, that stuff that causes it to be contaminated. Amen. And so what we do, praise the Lord, it burns it off and it begins to get rid of it. You know what the Word of God does? Word of God comes down in the very depths of our soul, praise God, shows us that junk, it's messing with our lives, praise God, and God begins to burn it off through the power of the Word of God and begins to show us that dross, that old stuff that we don't need, praise God, that stuff that'll hinder our heart, hinder our life, hinder our families, hinder our relationships, and keeping us from serving God. Amen. But He'll begin to burn that off with the fire of His Word, praise God, and the power of the truth, praise the Lord. And that dross will begin to come to the surface. Amen. And we ever get that mess up to the surface where we can see it. Amen. Now listen, when you get it up to the surface where we see it, praise God, then we can get rid of it. Amen. You know what they do with gold and silver, praise God? They set that stuff up, praise the Lord, and then they, well, when it comes to the surface, then they can rake off the dross. Amen. They get rid of that defiles, that contaminant, praise God, that's in this gold and this silver. But it was tried by fire. I want to say, praise God, this blessed old book will try you. Amen. This blessed old book will put you to the test. Amen. Like a fire, the power of God, praise God. It'll check you to see where you're at. But boy, I thank God for the test, don't you? Amen. And we're all going through the test. Amen. We all have to go through the fire, praise God. In 1 Peter 4 and 12, the Bible says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in so much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding glory, exceeding joy." He said, praise God. He said, hey, just take the fire, love the fire, like the fire, praise God. Let it burn off the drop. Get rid of that contaminants in our life. Praise God, and just rejoice in the Lord. Yes. Amen. I don't know about you. I like it when the Word of God shows me where I'm messing up. Amen. I like it when He shows me the contaminants in my life. When He begins to take the fire, the power of the Word, praise God. And He begins to push those things out of me. Yeah. Amen. And you know why He does that? Because I let Him. Yeah. Because I desire for Him to get rid of all those things that's contaminating me. Praise the Lord. So He can purify me. Amen. So one day He can present me to Himself without spot or blemish or any such thing. Purified, praise God, in the presence of the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said, they shall call on My name. Amen. If you'd like some cleansing from the Lord, a little purifying fire, amen, just call on the Lord. Say, Lord God, help me, a sinner. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, Lord, help me, a sinner, God. Purify me, clean me, clean me up. Amen. But don't ask Him to if you don't want Him to. Because I know tonight, praise God, there's a God that can clean us up. He can take away our cusser, praise God. He can take away our discourager, praise the Lord. He can give us blessed hope that nobody else can. And that's that purifying fire, praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. I've had a lot of situations, Brother Bill, in my life. A lot of things I couldn't contain. But praise God, there's a God of fire. There's a God of power that took those things like the dross and took them out of my life. Amen. I'm not that man I used to be. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. But I'm not that man that I'm going to be. Praise the Lord. He's still working on us, folks. He's getting us ready for something that's so spectacular. Amen. But praise God, in order to be ready for it, you've got to be cleaned up. Amen. So it takes the furnace. Takes the fire. Amen. So number one tonight, we see that we got to go through the furnace. Praise God. They shall call on My name, and I will hear them. And I will say, it is My people. He said, well, preacher, what do you do? He said, praise God, God's waiting, expecting you to call on Him. Amen. So what we need to do is call on the Lord. Realize, praise God, that we got some problems. We've got some issues, praise God. We got some things in our life, glory be to God, that's not pleasing to God, that's not pleasing to me. And I want to get rid of them. I want to be something that's pleasing to my Savior, pleasing to my Lord. Amen? Bless His holy name. He said, I will say it is My people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. I'd say like David, praise God, the Lord is my help. Amen. He establishes my goings. He makes me, He takes me, praise, to places He wants me to go. And He helps me to get there. Amen. Where's He taking you to today? Amen. God, this furnace, praise God, to clean you up. He'll clean you up, clean you out, praise God, to take you somewhere. But I wonder where we're going today. Where are you going today? In the eyes of the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm headed for glory. Amen. I've got destination known. A lot of people say, well, destination unknown. No, I know exactly where I'm going. I know exactly where I'm going to end up. In the presence of my Savior, praise the Lord. Amen. Because of the furnace, because of the fire. That purifying, praise God. The dross is taken out. I'm getting cleaned up. Lord's are cleaning us up so that He can send us to Himself without spot or blemish. Any such thing. Why? Because the purifying fire of the furnace. Amen. Why does He do it? Because He loves the flock.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says in verse 7, it says, awake, O sword, against my shepherd and against the man that is my fellow. Who are they talking? Who's He talking about here? He's talking about none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And He says, who put the Lord to death? Who allowed the Lord to die? God the Father allowed the Savior to die. Amen. He said, awake, O sword, against my shepherd. Who's God's shepherd? The Lord Jesus Christ. He's the shepherd, the chief shepherd. He's the shepherd of my soul. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I want to ask you the question tonight. Is He the shepherd of your soul? The Lord Jesus Christ, is He the shepherd of your soul? He keeper of your soul? Amen. The one that takes you to, that's taking you to greener pastures? Praise the Lord. Hey, I'm looking for Him to take me to greener pastures, praise God. I'm looking for things to get better and better, glory be to God, for a child of the King.
Amen.
Amen. As the world's waxing worse and worse around me, He said it would. But glory be to God for a child of the King, praise God, better, greener pastures is ahead. Amen. Those still waters, praise God, where they flow. Amen. It's against the shepherd, against the man that is my fella. Now that man, that fella means equal. Amen. God says, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, Lord Jesus Christ. He said, who is my fella? He said, He's my equal. Do you know God? Did you know that the Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty are equal? Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Amen. He said, we're one same, we're the same, we're same essence, same power, the same goodness, the same mercy, the same love, the compassion. Amen. He said, we're all one in this. Amen. He said, so we see the flock. And He said, against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts, smite the shepherd and the sheep shall be scattered. And I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. Amen. There's a whole lot of people in the world today that's denying and rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, there's a whole lot of people that's just unconcerned. Hello? There's a lot of people, now listen to me tonight, there's a lot of people that's just unconcerned about their soul. They don't realize that their eternal soul is going to live forever somewhere. Amen? Did you hear what I said? Your eternal soul is going to live somewhere, either in heaven or in hell. It'll live in eternal peace and happiness and joy and contentment with the Lord in glory, or it'll live in the regions of the damned forevermore, in fire and brimstone and anguish and gnashing of teeth and wailing and crying and in torment all the days of your life. That rich man died and he went to hell. The Bible says in hell he lifted up his eyes. That was over 2,000 years ago. Jesus was telling us that story. Not a parable, it's a story of a real man. And guess what? He's still in the region of the damned today. He's still crying out for one drop of water. Amen. But thank God He said that the Lord of hosts smite the shepherd and the sheep shall be scattered. But now listen to what He says. He said, I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. He said, those that denied and rejected God, but He said, those little ones. Amen. Those little sheep, praise God. Those little ones that haven't denied and rejected God away. Praise God. He said, I'll come for them. I'll die for them. I'll bleed for them. I'll rise up again for them. for those little ones. Amen. For that little nation of Israel, praise God. One day, praise God, God's going to raise them up again for His glory. Amen. He's going to come back and every knee will bow, every tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. One day every human being will. Amen. Amen. One day even before the great white throne judgment, at the last day, every knee at those that have gone to hell, those that have denied, rejected, praise God, they'll bow the knee and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You know what? I'd rather do it today and give glory to God. Amen. I'd rather bow my knee and say Jesus Christ is Lord God Supreme. He's the Lord God of glory. Amen. I receive Him as my own because He died for me on the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. So we see the furnace. So we see the flock. But praise God, I want to say we also see a fountain. Amen. As we see this, the Bible, as we back up, He said there's a prophet come along and this prophet will be a prophet that's not productive. There'll be a prophet that'll come along that'll teach lies and deceit. Amen. In verse 2, it says, "It shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of idols out of the land." There's a lot of folks that's a following after idols today. There's a lot of folks that's got little gods that they put up before themselves. There's a lot of people following a lot of different things, and it's their God that they're serving. Amen. "And they shall no more be remembered. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass out of the land." He said one day, Lord says, good glory to God. He said, "I'm going to get rid of the unclean spirit." But you know, there's a lot of unclean spirit in the world today. There's a lot of unclean spirit. There's a lot of immorality today. Ungodliness today. And it comes, it's just the act and work of the devil. Praise the Lord. But he said, "I'll get rid of those unclean spirits, pass out of the land." He said, "It come to pass that when any shall yet prophesy," he said, "that his father and mother that begot him shall say unto him." See, they're going to recognize the truth from a lie. Amen. You know God gives you the wisdom, unction to recognize the truth from a lie. He'll speak to you the truth, and we'll understand truth. He said, "Thou shalt not live, for thou speaketh lies in the name of the Lord. And his father and his mother that begat him shall thrust him through when he prophesied." Amen. To put out wickedness from the land, to get rid of the unclean spirit that's in this world today. You say, "Well, preacher, it ain't really that bad." Really? Did you see what happened in Virginia yesterday? Amen. I mean, the most ungodly mess you ever seen in your life. People against people just doing the unseemly. People just running over people, killing people, maiming people just because they can. It's an unclean spirit. It's wickedness. He said, "That come to pass in that day that the prophet shall be ashamed every one of his vision when he hath prophesied, neither shall he wear a rough garment to deceive." Amen. But now look at this. "But he shall say, I am no prophet." Amen. See, a false witness, a false prophet, praise God, they won't admit that they're false. You'll never get them to tell you that they're not right, that they're not in the will of God. They're not telling you that they're telling you falsehoods. They're going to claim that they're telling you the truth, even though they lie. Amen. And he said, "But he shall say, I am no prophet. I am a husbandman. For man taught me to keep cattle from my youth." He said, "I'm not a prophet." So I'm just a cowherd. I'm a farmer. Amen. He said, "For man taught me to keep cattle from my youth." He said, "I was raised up to be a farmer." He said, "I'm not a prophet." He said, "You misunderstand. That stuff I was telling you," said, it wasn't really prophet. He said, "It was just my opinions." But they say to him, now they're carrying on this conversation, and said, "One shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thy hands?" He said, then he shall answer, "Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends." Now we're still dealing with this false prophet. A lot of times we think, well, this is the Lord Jesus Christ, but this is a false prophet. this false prophet that was set aside, that was drawn out and was recognized and realized and brought up on accusations. Our Lord Jesus never professed to be a farmer. He was a carpenter's son. Amen. A lion of the tribe of Judah, praise the Lord. But he said, hey, listen, said these false prophets. They say, you know what? You just said I was wounded in the house of my friends. Amen. Then he shall answer those with which I wounded in the house of my friends. He said, it wasn't wounded by my friends. He said, I was wounded in the house where my friends are. Amen. See, he would like to be like Jesus. A lot of false prophets would like to preach like Jesus, but they don't tell you the truth like Jesus. Because truth will set you free. Amen. And when we're free in Jesus, praise God, we're free indeed to carry on the glory of God. Bless His holy name. So He tells us here, He says, listen, said that this falsehood is put away. So we go through the fire because we're the flock and we head for a fountain. He said, but there's a fountain, praise God, that pours out from the throne of God that gives us that day. He said, in that day, verse 1, there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. Amen. He said, that fountain's going to be open. He said, one day the fountain's going to be open. He said, that fountain, praise God, is Calvary. Praise the Lord. That fountain, that blood that flows through Emmanuel's veins, praise God, will be open for the cleansing of the people. Praise the Lord. That fountain, praise God, that flows from Emmanuel's vein is the only fountain that can clean the sins of humanity. Amen. That fountain, praise God, that flows. Amen. That can give us that moral cleansing. He said, open to the house of David and to the inhabitants for sin and for uncleanness. He said, praise God, it's time of moral cleansing. It's time that we have moral cleansing in this world. Our morals is messed up. Amen. We're living in a world where there's no conviction of sin. And when we're convicted of sin, praise God, we don't like it. Amen. We don't want to admit that there is Holy Ghost conviction still in the world. But Holy Ghost conviction is what'll make you clean. It help you to get clean, help you to stay clean. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need that. We need it because of Calvary. Look at Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. He says, for I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel unto the fullness of the Gentiles become in. Amen. To the end of the church age, the age that we're living. He says, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, which I shall be, when I shall take away their sins. Amen. He said, there's a fountain, praise God, that's going to be opened up, and that fountain's going to flow, praise God. It's going to flow out of Emmanuel's vein, out of the side of Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of Calvary, amen, that'll cleanse them of their sins. They'll recognize it. They'll realize it. Praise God. But I'm glad today that we can get in on purpose.
Amen.
Amen. That precious cleansing blood of Lord Jesus Christ, that fountain that flows freely, amen, from the throne of grace. It flows down, praise God, through every one of us. Amen. We go through the furnace. Okay, praise God, and we're just a little flock. But thank God for that fountain, amen. That fountain that flows from Emmanuel's veins. That gives the help, hope, and peace, the confidence that we need, praise God, in this day and hour that we live. So we won't get caught up in the deception. Deception is everywhere today. Everywhere you look, they're trying to deceive us. The whole world is trying to occupy our minds so we won't think about the truth. Amen. But we see the truth today. It's real. And it's Christ Jesus, our Savior, is the only way out. He's the only help that we have. He's the only hope that we have. And boy, we need to make Him the preeminent, the first part, the best part, the biggest part of our lives. Because He is that fountain that flows and that gives us the power and the encouragement, amen, to live a satisfied life in this world which we live today. He said, because in that day there shall be a fountain opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. Amen? He said, there's a fountain that'll purify and cleanse. And the only fountain that I know will do that, the fountain of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He's that fountain. He's that foundation. That place where we begin to build anew. Amen? Begin to build afresh. Praise God, because of that fountain that flowed on Calvary. Bless His holy name. I'm glad that we had a fountain. But I tell you, I'm glad that we have a furnace. Amen? But I'm glad that we are a little flock. Amen? A little flock, a little people, a little remnant. Those that's left. Amen? Hey, listen, when this is all said and done, they may not be many of us left. He said there's going to come a time of great falling away. But I'm glad He said that we're not of those that fall back into perdition. Amen. We're not of those that go back into our sinfulness, praise God. But we press ahead because we have the promise. Amen. Why? Because we know that they was a fountain that was opened up. And that fountain that was opened up was on a place called Calvary. So many years ago, when Jesus Christ the Lord hung between the heaven and earth, shed His blood, amen, for me and you, gave up the ghost and said, it is finished once and for all. Amen. I'm glad, praise God. I'm glad for the fire, but praise God, I am glad. I'm glad for the furnace, and praise God, I'm glad for the flock, because that little nation of Israel showed us just exactly what we didn't need to be, but what we could be for the glory of God because of that fountain that flows. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, that we still have a fountain that flows. Ain't you?
Amen.
Ain't you glad for that fountain tonight that flows? It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that's flowing from Emmanuel's veins. Amen. And praise God, we can just plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That we might be saved. Amen. We come through the fire. Come through as a little flock, a little people looking for the Lord. He comes, and He said they're scattered abroad, but He comes to gather us up. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about He's come to gather us in. To gather us unto Himself. To call us unto Himself. To say, come in. Come in, little flock. Come in. Amen. Gather up. Gather around. Amen. Praise God. I got something I want to tell you. Amen. And He tells us at the house of God how much He loves us, how much He cares for us. I told him over there at the nursing home, he said, for God so loved the world. I said, that little word so, S-O, is the biggest word in the world. That biggest word, that little old bitty word, that little word so, it has no beginning, Brother Robert, and it has no end. Said, God's love, it has no beginning, it has no end. He said, I love you so much. Amen. Love without beginning, love without end. That He said, I gave my only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Would you like to live forever? Amen. Would you like to live forever? Sure we would. The only way to live forever is to live with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Accept Him as your Lord and Savior. That blood He shed on Calvary for you. Amen. Just plead the blood. That precious blood. Believe in the blood. Trust in the blood. Have the blood applied to your life. Amen. Just trust in Him. Praise the Lord. That fountain. That fountain's a flowing. Amen. Praise God. What we need to do today is just step up under the fountain. Just let it flow on us. Amen. For the glory of God. Give Him praise, honor, and glory for all that He's doing for us as that fountain just begins to flow.